When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll.
He'll make the whole world shout.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. My girlfriend and I, we argue sometimes. She says,
"You've left the lid up, you've left the lid up."
I say, "Yes, but what if it's a man, the next person to use the toilet?" She says,
"It's a pedal bin, it's a pedal bin."
They say Heathrow is a busy airport. Not when I sent my drone up. My quest is to solve all these problems and to help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Oh, well, this is exciting. I'm so looking forward to seeing him again. He was such a part of my childhood. Oh, I'm really nervous.
It's just like the TV show, isn't it? You know, where they reunite families who haven't seen each other for ages.
Milton, Mr. Boo Boo is just a teddy bear. And we came to this shop to get him repaired for Pauline's birthday.
Wow, she's related to a bear.
Milton, don't be daft.
It would explain why you like honey so much.
That's got nothing to do with it.
And why you're covered in manky brown fur.
This is actually my best coat.
Careful, Milton. One more bear remark and she'll strangle you with her hands. Anyway, never mind that. Just look at all these lovely old things in the shop. Ooh, I say, an old clockwork train set.
Yeah, but imagine the bill if it goes wrong and you have to take it to one of those wind-up merchants.
Well, never mind all that. Where's my bear?
Ah, hello, hello, everyone. Sorry to keep you.
Ah, look, here's Mr. Alfred, the toy restorer.
He's big for a toy one.
Yes, very good, very good.
And whoever made him went a bit over the top with the stuffing.
Oh. Milton, this is the man who's been restoring Mr. Boo Boo, who was my lucky teddy when I was a child, until one day a dog bit his head off.
Doesn't sound that lucky.
He was given to me by a distant aunt who was supposed to be related to Hans Christian Andersen.
Now, he was a Great Dane.
You were related to a dog as well?
No, Milton.
Oh, very, very good. And here's Mr. Boo Boo in his specially made wooden presentation case.
Oh, Mr. Boo Boo, I've missed you so much. This is a gift beyond price.
Yeah, speaking of which, how much is it exactly?
Ah, my real payment comes from seeing the joy on people's faces, of course.
I'm sure it does.
Although, what with the sewing, the new head, the stuffing, little red waistcoat, presentation box, labour, it all comes to £752.58.
What? For a teddy? Are you out your tiny mind?
You don't see this bit on the telly show, do you?
It does seem rather steep.
We are craftsmen, keeping the old crafts alive.
What, like the old craft of daylight robbery?
I should pay the man, but even so...
Yeah, how difficult can it be to turn old things like this...
Milton, put the vase down.
...into a jigsaw.
Look, I did put a new head on your beloved teddy.
Well, you can have his head back...
Milton!
Take that!
Get out, all of you!
Well done, Milton. You got him right in the face with Mr. Boo Boo's head.
You're right, he is a lucky teddy. That night, I decided to become a highly skilled craftsman. So the next morning, I opened a shop called WeMendEverything.com. But unfortunately, I had to work from home on the first day as my bike had a puncture. And to be honest, the first week didn't go so well either.
Hello, WeMendEverything.com. How can I help you? I'll ask. Milton, have you ever stained glass?
Not deliberately.
No. I meant... no, they've gone. Never mind. By the way, we've had another phone call from Mr. Henderson.
That wasn't my fault. There was no label on it to say dry clean only, so I put it straight in the washing machine.
Milton, it was a clock. We really must do better. Now, what's this? A list of medals to restore? George Cross, Victoria Cross...
No, other customers who weren't happy.
Ah. Milton, shh, customer.
Sorry, excuse me, is this the repair and restoration shop?
It is indeed. Quality work, no detail overlooked.
Then why does your sign outside say, "We end everything"?
The M keeps falling off.
Not to worry. I mean, who would call themselves weendeverything.com?
Dignitas?
Yes. Well, anyway, I was going through my granddad's treasured possessions and found these medals.
Ah, four Arctic stars, which must mean someone in the family sailed convoys to Murmansk in the war.
Or that they could be kept in the freezer for up to a year.
Excuse me, is this a health food shop now?
No.
But why would the sign say, "We end very thin"?
Again, Dignitas.
Oh, dear. We really must fix those letters.
Well, anyway, I've come to pick up my vase.
Ah, yes, the unglazed terracotta pot, Milton.
There we go.
But it's twice the size of when I brought it in.
Is it? By the way, has anyone seen my packet of Doritos?
Milton, do you think you might have incorporated them into this lady's vase?
Well, it's not a bad job. At least all the chips are gone.
Tell me about it.
Milton, this isn't really working. We need to get some proper expert help. Ah, sir, can I help you?
Oh, I'll have a burger and fries, Governor.
Excuse me, we're not a fast food restaurant.
Well, why'd your sign say Wendy?
I'll go and sweep up all the letters on the ground.
As it happens, we are a high-class repair and restoration shop. Toys, watches, jewellery, antiques.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a stroke of luck, mate. I happen to know a little bit about making money out of things that are past it.
Dignitas?
Hey? No, look, I'm going to be honest with you, mate. My name's Arthur, and I'm just out of prison, and I need to turn my life around.
No problem. Face the door.
OK.
Now start walking towards it.
Milton, don't be so rude. Everyone deserves a second chance. Perhaps Arthur here may provide the expertise we're so sorely lacking. What, may I ask, were you in for?
Forgery.
Do you have any references?
No, but I can get you some.
No need.
I was also a fence.
How did you think you would get away with that?
No. Milton, a fence as in someone who buys and sells stolen goods.
Either way, I think he should get over himself.
Oh, come on. What do you say we give this chap a chance? Give him a few days' work, see how it goes.
I'll be very grateful, gents.
After all, not everyone had the start in life that you had.
True. My great-grandfather actually specialised in cuckoo installation.
Really?
Yes, he got a job in a clock-making shop as an apprentice. And gradually he began to push the other apprentices out.
Oh, see.
I can show you some of his work here, in fact. Here's one.
Oh, it's lovely.
And an adapted grandfather clock. And an original Bing Crosby 78. I'm dreaming of a wife. And here is one of the first mobile bidets as used by Napoleon himself.
Oh, yeah, lovely mahogany lid. Though that would hurt.
It all got too much for my great-grandfather, though. In the end, he became more and more obsessed with cuckoos, only leaving his home for very short intervals before going back in again. Until one day he went, well, you know...
Cuckoo?
No, to Lichfield, retired, very sad. I admired my great-grandfather for breaking all the rules. I've never been a fan of regulations. In fact, I think there should be a law against them. But when you start your own business, you can run up against all sorts of red tape. I discovered that when I tried to develop the farm of the future.
Hello there. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, I'm Linda Parsons from the Department of Agriculture, and I've been sent to check that you're complying with all our regulations. So, first, can you tell me what's in that field over there? It looks like manure.
No, it's Nutella.
What?
Quite a spread, isn't it? You see, in the future, people won't have time to buy bread and put things on it, so we do it all for them. It's then cut into slices and flown by drone to their front door.
What else do you farm?
Duck.
What species of duck?
No duck, there's a drone coming.
Right, well, moving on, I've also been told that you're raising unauthorised breeds of sheep.
Not true, although we have been experimenting with genetically modified sheep dogs.
Well, what do they do?
Have a go yourself and see.
Oh, very well. Come by, come by.
Actually, come by yourself if you're so keen on it. And in my book, whistling constitutes sexual harassment. Woof.
Well, now we come to the matter of your farm buildings. Apparently, you've built your new dwellings for the labourers out of, reconstituted horse manure.
Yep, I'd like to be a fly on the wall there.
I'm not sure you fully understand the ecological threats facing the industry in this country.
Of course I do. The future is all about ringing in biodiversity in Britain.
Do you mean bringing in biodiversity in Britain?
Yes, but bees are disappearing, aren't they?
Next, your labour practices.
Yes, with our new automated techniques, our labour requirements have dropped dramatically. Haven't they, Seth?
Or, I got up at 5:30 today.
Really?
Yep. Missed half of Pointless, so I did.
Right. Well, I think I've seen enough.
Oh, you mustn't go yet. You could help me with the milking.
Oh, well, at least that's a little more traditional.
Right, come on, Daisy, Florence, Gary.
Gary?
Oh, yes, I know each one of these oats by name.
Oats, of course.
Now, where are my tweezers?
Right, I've seen enough. Your crops are untested, your production methods unsanitary, and your signage is frankly dangerous.
True, my handwriting is not the greatest.
For instance, this one over here by the pigs. What does it even say?
Sorry.
Oh!
My mistake. Slurry. Sometimes it's the hardest word. Taking on Arthur was working out really well. He was a natural. He even suggested I set up one of those YouTube channels showing how to restore stuff. Although, even I wouldn't recommend the first 59 minutes of how to fix a broken webcam. But the shop was getting busier and busier.
This is fantastic, Milton. Business is booming. Did you put out adverts for all those extra craftsmen?
Yes, I hired a blacksmith and a silversmith. But then a bloke came in saying he dabbled a bit in books, magazines, and a surprising amount of confectionery.
What was he?
A W.H. Smith.
What's that racket?
Someone brought in a badly damaged bar of chocolate, so I got in an Aerosmith. Plus, they also teach clients how to move around the shop.
Good to know. Arthur's doing well now, isn't he?
Apparently he's spread the word to a lot of his old business acquaintances.
Ah, I wonder what sort of things they'd bring in for repair.
All right, I've come to pick up that shotgun.
There you go. Both barrels restored to their full length.
Lovely jabbly.
That'll be £580, please. Oh, I see, yes. Didn't really think that through.
Well, that's all very delightful, I'm sure. But I really think we're going to have to acquire a more upmarket clientele if we're to grow the business.
Is this the famous repair shop? I'm Lady Melkington.
Lady Melkington. Oh, delighted to make your acquaintance.
Now, I hear you do major repairs on old things. This is my husband, Lord Melkington.
No, sorry, I think he's too far gone.
No, we need you to fix our rolls.
OK, how about one of you does the laundry and the other one puts the bins out?
No, Rolls-Royce, outside. It's rather clapped out, I'm afraid. I think it's the fan belt.
Well, we can fix that with an ordinary stocking.
What a shame, there was a man in here just now who had one over his head. Arthur soon had Lord and Lady Melkington's Rolls-Royce up and running. And Lady Melkington couldn't have been more pleased.
Marvellous, simply marvellous. How can we ever repay you? Of course, darling. What a splendid idea. My husband has a huge pile.
You'll need a doctor for that.
No, a huge pile in the country. You've clearly outgrown your workspace here. Why not move into our stable block? People could just bring in their treasured possessions to you there. It'd be just like that television program.
The voice. Pingu?
Anyway, it's a lovely idea.
Oh, then it's a deal. How lovely. Let's celebrate.
Are we having champagne?
No, that was just me. Cork's been stuck in my throat for days.
Melkington Hall was a typical English stately home. It had a long gravel drive, ornamental gardens, and its own trout stream. But it also had a problem with damp. In fact, the trout stream ran through the attic. Lady Melkington showed us around.
How fascinating. What a glorious home.
Oh, thank you. You know we've hosted both a hunting weekend and the Antiques Roadshow.
How much of a head start did Fiona Bruce get before you released the hounds?
Milton?
About 3 minutes. There's a lot to repair here, but then there's so much history, too. Lord Melkington is 15th in line to the throne.
Hopefully that'll change once we fix the downstairs loo.
Now, through here...
Oh, this place is spooky.
Nonsense, it's just historic.
But earlier, I was fixing a tapestry when I realised I'd left my tools on the other side of the house. So to make sure I could find my way back, I used an old thread I found. But when I got back, the tapestry had disappeared.
And just through this door...
Now, this room definitely gives me the creeps.
Oh, don't be so silly.
Those eyes follow you all around the room.
Milton, it's a potato.
Yes, we're in the kitchen.
What's through this little door here?
Oh, nothing. Nothing through there. Quick, come this way instead.
Okay.
Sorry. That must have sounded like I was trying to conceal some terrible secret, but I wasn't. Now, you chaps can repair anything, can't you?
We should probably start with that piano.
No, that means dinner is served.
Ah, how apposite. I brought along a bottle of Chablis just in case.
What year is it?
Sounds like someone's had enough already.
What?
Thanks a lot.
And so we were all ushered into the dining room where we sat down to a really posh meal with Lord and Lady Melkington and a few local dignitaries. Afterwards, Anton, Arthur and I agreed to meet in the billiard room to talk about what had just happened.
Trousers back on, Milton. That's not what debrief means.
Right. Well, that was the weirdest game of Cluedo I've ever played.
It wasn't Cluedo, Milton. But that does at least explain why, when I asked for mustard, you tried to pass me that kernel.
Tell you what, though, there was something weird about the dinner. I don't reckon Lady M is actually that posh at all.
To what might you be referring?
Oh, little things. Didn't you notice how on the third course she picked up the langoustine tongs instead of the pangolin hammer?
And I'm pretty sure that appetizer didn't actually contain any tizer.
Well, I say we have a nose about this gaff. See what's really going on.
Right, I'll just disable the alarm.
Good thinking, Milt.
Yeah, if we're going to be prowling around all night, I'm going to want a decent lie-in tomorrow. I've always had a good instinct for when something's wrong and how to put it right. Like when I was in the police and ordered someone to be held for 24 hours. That person just needed a really long hug. And when I was a detective... I helped solve some of the coldest cases of all. Right, you two. I've brought you out here to the Downs to solve the cold case of a murder that happened a long time ago.
Where's the body, sir?
Look around you, man. There, on that hillside.
No, that's the giant Neolithic figure, sir.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure it's a murder, sir.
Then how do you explain the chalk outline?
I think it's an ancient hill figure, sir.
Which puts the time of death somewhere between 10 and 11,000 years ago.
Sir, this... Well, it's the Cernabis giant, sir. You know, holding the big club and... Well, he's pretty well known around here.
So you reckon he knew his attacker?
Well...
Or at the very least, was pleased to see them?
No, sir, that's... That's because he's an ancient fertility symbol.
Nonsense! Look at the sunken shoulders, the hopeless expression.
You mean...
Yes, he's an ancient futility symbol.
Can we go back to the station now, sir?
No. If I don't crack this, it's going to be the case of the dead ammonite all over again.
Oh, sir, we've been through this. That was a fossil.
Sure, sure. A whole cliff just accidentally fell on it. Very convenient. Wait a minute. Of course. Why didn't I see it before? The victim was thrown.
Thrown? By who?
Look on the hill at the other side of the valley. You can see the murderer, that giant white horse.
Look, there's really no earthly reason why anyone could murder this simple chalk figure.
Chalk? But that's the perfect motive.
What is?
White privilege. So that night, we set off round the mansion, looking for anything suspicious. Upstairs, I found a solid oak beam, which must have been very important, because when I removed it, part of the roof fell down.
Wait a minute. Yes, this is it. That little door that Lady Melkington tried to cover up the other day. I won't open.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can pick this kind of lock.
Aha! I shall show you how to open this door with just this hat pin.
Oh, nice. You're going to use it to maintain tension on a cylinder while you bind the spring-loaded retaining pins?
No, I'm going to use it to jab Anton.
Ow! Ow!
Until he kicks the door down.
I'm fine.
Blimey, some stairs leading to a hatch.
Hmm, it's pitch black. Anyone got a match?
Yeah, hold on.
Good idea, but has anyone got any marshmallows?
No, look, it's just the attic. Why was it behind a locked door? And look, the floor is completely covered with teddy bears.
There's hundreds of them. What on earth could it mean?
Well, you know, some of these collectible toys can be pretty valuable. Perhaps some of them belong to someone like Queen Victoria.
Nah, tell you what, I reckon they're full of cocaine.
Okay, Bonnie Prince Charlie.
I'm telling you, these teddies are part of a drug smuggling operation.
Well, their eyes are pretty glazed over.
No, nonsense. Where would the cocaine come from? How would it get into the country?
I'm guessing Peru via Paddington.
Congratulations. I wondered when you'd stumble on our plan. Good to see you again, Arthur.
Oh, of course. I knew I recognised you from the old days. We used to be part of the same criminal gang.
Ah, yes. We used to call you Arthur the Cat Trapshaw.
Hetty Willis.
Or can I call you Hetty Horseface Willis?
Why?
No reason.
Never mind that. We want to know why you're hoarding all these bears.
Let's just say that as long as Milton's repair business is based at Melkington Hall, everyone will be sending their vintage teddies to us. But I am on the lookout for special bears. One day I will find one, I will possess it, and it will make me a fortune.
Oh, dear, Milton. We're playing with grown-ups now.
I want my teddy!
Doesn't sound like a grown-up.
And we're trapped.
No. She's left it unlocked. But look, she's completely dismantled the staircase, and it must be 20 feet to the floor below with nothing soft to land on.
Bet you wish we had some marshmallows now, eh?
But wait, a lot of these bears, they got a pull string on their back, haven't they?
So?
Well, how about, here we go, look, we thread all the strings together and hold on as we step out of the hatch. And a combined resistance of hundreds of voice box mechanisms will slow the descent to a safe speed. So, 3, 2, 1, go!
Nearly there. Quietly, quietly.
And we're down without making a sound.
Right, I'll just let go of all the strings.
No, Milton! Oh, dear.
Nobody move. I will do anything to get hold of that special bear.
Typical. The whole world wants a slice of our great British heritage. Who do you work for? The Russians? The Chinese?
Hang on a minute. I don't believe that laugh. Anton, ask her that again.
Okay. Who do you work for? The Russians? The Chinese? Of course. That most aggressive of countries. Denmark.
That's right. And my real name isn't Hetty Willis. It's Hetty Willis.
Hetty Horseface Willis.
No, and now you're mocking my authentic Danish accent.
I'm so relieved it isn't the Chinese.
Silence! Yes, I am Danish, and so is Melkington Hall.
I don't understand.
How do you think I dismantled that staircase leading down to the attic so quickly?
Of course. Melkington Hall is built entirely out of that most Danish of toy construction materials that all children have spent hours and hours playing with.
Bacon.
Lego.
And with your repair shop people trapped here, eventually the British public will bring us every bear there is.
Well, I know at least one bear you'll never get hold of.
That's right, Milton. At least we know Mr. Boo Boo will never fall into her clutches.
Yoo-hoo, boys, it's me. And I've brought along Mr. Boo Boo to say hello.
Ah, oh dear.
And I've sewn his head back on again. Look.
Yes, well done.
Let me see that bear. I don't believe it. Arthur, grab that bear.
No, I won't go back to a life of crime.
If you grab that bear, look, you can have all these silver bars.
Don't do it, Arthur. They're just blocks of Lurpak.
Tell us, what is so special about Mr. Boo Boo?
Finally, someone saying something sensible.
Because, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Boo Boo was Hans Christian Andersen's personal teddy.
Yeah, so what?
Hans Christian Andersen, you know, the Little Mermaid.
I've got that lunchbox.
And, unlike all the other bears, instead of playing a message, Boo Boo here recorded them. So Hans Christian Andersen used this teddy as a dictaphone for all his future ideas.
Of course. Stories that presumably, if sold today, would clear the entire Danish national debt.
Yeah, the whole 78 kroner. Arthur, pull the string. Let's hear his final ideas.
Once upon a time, a golden robot and a little tin man met in a galaxy far, far away.
Wait a minute, that's Star Wars.
So he could claim he thought of it first. Pull the string again.
Bitten by a radioactive spider, which gave the little spider boy his special powers.
Oh, we claim that he thought of that too. Pull it again.
Perhaps a cinematic reproduction of a stage show where everyone dresses as singing cats.
Probably won't be claiming on that one.
Give it one more try.
A group of brave people wander the land carrying out impossible missions, led by a tiny little man.
Tom Thumb?
No, Tom Cruise.
Yes, it's Mission Impossible.
Oh, nonsense.
Pull the string one more time. I'm sure it will prove me right.
This bear will self-destruct in 10 seconds. Ton, nun.
You see?
Simon.
Oh, oh, dear.
Bet you want your teddy now.
Three, two, win.
Well, that was close. I trust you've learnt your lesson, Hetty.
Yes, I am very, very, very sorry.
Yes, good job it wasn't the Chinese.
Quick, let's make our escape.
Oh, no, there are bits of Lego on the ground. Ow! For miles around!
Thanks a lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.